Movement has the biggest deals of the holiday season and the sleekest watches around, whether you're gifting for family, friends, or yourself. Shop 30 to 60% off Movement's variety of designs, colorways, and functionalities. From the thinnest automatic dress watch under $500 to waterproof guarantee adventure-ready sport watches to rare ceramics. Be the good gifter this year. Shop 30 to 60% off now at Movement.com and enjoy fast and free shipping. That's MVMT.com.
97.1 FM Talk. On demand audio.
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
It appears veteran journalist Chris Wallace is leaving CNN after more than 2 years with plans to shift to an independent streaming or podcast platform. CNN confirmed Wallace's departure, and CEO Mark Thompson praised him as a respected political journalist with a diverse media career.
We should go back and found the audio file of me arguing with Wallace over January 6th. I was so happy when he left Fox, and now, I mean, his show at CNN failed, and then they had him on as a commentator because they had him there during the election. But I'm not surprised to see him jumping ship again. Yeah. I don't know why. He might as well just retire. I don't know where he goes.
He is 77.
Yeah, he's getting up there. I don't know.
Yeah, we'll see what happens. Maybe you can make that podcast thing work.
Maybe Sue chimes in. How are you, Sue?
I'm fine. How
good.
Are you?
So good to see you on Sunday.
It was nice to see you.
Country artist Shaboozey, he's fresh off winning the People's Choice Country Award for New Artist and receiving 6 Grammy nominations, is going to be performing at the Detroit Lions Thanksgiving halftime show against the Chicago Bears. So something to look forward to, I guess, if you like Shaboozey.
He has a second song now.
Shaboozey.
The song of Tip, what's it called?
Tipsy.
Tipsy.
Yeah. I do like that song. It's
a bar
catchy.
Song.
Yeah.
My daughter loves it. There was a female
artist who was supposed to perform there as well. Is it just him?
That's just for the halftime. Maybe they're doing something like the opening or something.
There are 3 games that.
Yeah. I'm sure somebody else is performing there. Always is. Mattel is apologizing after mistakenly printing the website of a pornographic site on the packaging of its new Wicked movie dolls. Social media users quickly noticed the error, causing the dolls to trend online, and Mattel acknowledged the mistake and advised customers to discard or obscure the link on the packaging. So just take a Sharpie to it.
So the kids can't see it, I guess, huh? Yeah, go to wickedmovie.com, not the other one.
We're not giving that one out, Mark.
Oh, my.
It was wickedmovie.com is the right one, right?
Correct.
Okay.
It is wickedmovie.com.
You don't have to use your imagination.
And I will say this again. Everyone who's really excited to see the Wicked movie, which I'm going to see on Sunday, it is part one.
Yes.
They are not telling you that this is part one. It's going to end with the first act of the play and then
intermission for 2 years.
Yeah. No,
Only a year. Yep,
okay.
It premieres on the 22nd of this month.
Was it just too long, or are they just trying to make more money off of it?
It's the whole play. So, you know, it's a 3-hour play, so they cut it into, you know, 2-hour and 45-minute movies.
Well, how long's Les Mis? They didn't cut that into 2 movies.
No, they didn't.
That's a fair point.
I'm just saying.
But
and
that
cats.
That's the best marketing thing. Of all the, you've seen all these marketing things for Wicked. Mm-hmm. The best marketing thing is not telling people that it's part one.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I saw some hotel that decked out one of the rooms to be Wicked themed.
Pink or green?
I think it was, maybe they were both. I mean, I'm sure the amount you'd have to pay per night would be through the roof. But if you're a big Wicked fan, I'm sure people would be willing to fork over the money.
Yeah. People pay for everything. After 157 years, Leinenkugel beer will no longer be brewed in Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin. Production is moving to the Molson Coors larger facility in Milwaukee due to recent improvements in the canning line. The Chippewa Falls Brewery, which employed 120 people, is expected to close in January, impacting the local community with the loss of a brand deeply tied to the town's identity since 1867. Although brewing will shift location, Molson Coors plans to keep the Liney Lodge, it's still going to be open, so if you want to go visit that.
As long as they keep making summer shandy.
I do love summer shandy. Yeah.
Well, how many of those iconic brands are no longer made where it says they were on the label originally,
exactly.
Right? I don't know. They just moved them. The technology changes. I hate to see that, though.
I don't really care where they're Liney made. Cool. I just want to make sure that they're still making them.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, like certain local giant breweries were buying up all the small ones real quick. So,
but it's staying in the United States.
It is staying here. That's good. Costco, this is such a dumb story. Costco is recalling 80,000 pounds of Kirkland Signature butter because the packaging failed to indicate that it contains milk, which is an allergen.
It's butter.
Thank you, Mark.
This is the FDA. This is the FDA at work. Of all the stupid things that they do, this is just yet another one. Have if I told you guys I think that the FDA sucks? Have I made that clear?
If you
Can
were
I emphasize
too dumb
that?
To know that butter comes from milk, there's sort of the Darwin theory at work here. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I don't know.
But
I agree.
Margarine does not.
Right.
No, butter's better for you than margarine.
Sure.
Well, remember, a lot of the dietitians were saying the opposite. I remember as a kid eating butter, and all my friends would eat margarine, and they're saying, well, that's better for you. No, it's not.
Wait till RFK takes over. He's going to ban margarine. He's watch.
Ban all
I'm just
of
kidding.
It.
Go ahead.
Following Donald Trump's recent election win, many Americans are again expressing interest in moving to Canada, a trend previously seen in 2016. Google searches for how to move to Canada surged on election night, reflecting concerns about Trump's leadership and broader sociological issues. Searches spiked from terms like cost to move to Canada, moving to Canada requirements, and jobs in Canada for Americans.
Not which aren't many. They have a stronger immigration laws than we do. Unless you play hockey.
They will take
That's
you.
That's a great point. But there aren't too many of those, right? But
no.
Go ahead. Yeah.
Gen Z is set to lead the holiday spending this season with 28% planning to spend at least $1,000 or more on any other age group. According to this is ShipStation survey, despite many relying on family financial support, Gen Z will all be willing to pay for faster shipping and expects quick delivery, contrasting with older generations who prefer free shipping. So Gen Z is going to spend more money that they don't have.
Didn't I read where a bunch of people were canceling their Amazon accounts because, like Amazon Prime, because Bezos made that decision not to endorse Harris. So to my wife's point, you're just going to pay more for all the things shipping. You order from Amazon. You're not going to stop ordering from Amazon. You're just going to pay more for shipping.
Well, maybe for like a month, and then they'll miss it and go right back.
That's the only reason you pay for Prime is just to get the shipping.
Well, you get Amazon Prime, though, with it, right? Or is that I mean, it's really not a bad deal.
I can't tell you how much I'm enjoying watching this meltdown. I just have to
get more at 971talk.com.